Chapter 3. Dark Knight 171 of year 3307. Yesterday Gronulf heard his mother call him in a dream. Then he awoke and noticed it had not been a dream. His mother actually was calling him. It was the first time his sonar had reacted. The organ had taken almost a cycle to mature, and now it was transmitting his mother's wish. He will return, just like all his surviving brothers and sisters. How many will there be? He wishes his mother, who gave him so much strength, the lucky number 7. He has been swimming non-stop since his mother's call. The continuous effort helped him to suppress his fear. He cannot simply move to the coast and step on land. First, the draft awaits him. That is the way life works on this planet. Bright night and dark night last 49 weeks. Mother-son rises and sets 343 times, father-son only once. And then comes the time of twilight, 2 days floating between this cycle and the next, in a kind of no man's land. Before cycle 3308 begins, he will turn from adolescent to adult, in a process he knows nothing about except that it is painful. During the past 49 weeks, Gronulf rarely felt afraid. He remembers his encounter with the carrion tooth. In retrospect, this gave him courage, and 3 weeks ago he managed to kill his first carrion tooth. The predator fish tasted awful, but he ate all of it, and it felt good. Yet he is unsure about the draft. How can he start it? Nobody gave him any instructions. Only the call of his mother, telling him to get started. He also heard the other mothers, but only the voice of his own maker filled him with warmth. Couldn't she have revealed what is expected of him? Gronulf swims forward with strong kicks of his legs. He has grown, and his body is probably 5 times as long as when he hatched and started swimming away from the beach. His skin has become tough. That carrion tooth he evaded soon after he hatched would stand no chance now. His legs are muscular, and his eyes are sharp. He has learned to see an all-around panorama, instead of individual images from each eye. When he raises his body above the surface, nothing escapes him, no matter in which direction. He has also learned to interpret weather phenomena. He knows what the evening purple means, when the sky will change from green to turquoise, and when he has to watch for the sudden appearance of whirlwinds. Gronulf can feel his body. He glides through the water with powerful movements. Nobody can stop him. How might his siblings have fared? Are they just as big and strong as he is? He has to be careful. He should not feel too secure. Why should he have received the best genetic material and become the strongest in his plex? While it feels that way right now, it is not very likely. Just watch it, Gronulf, he thinks. During the last few weeks, he often talked out loud to himself. He couldn't help it, because he needed to hear his voice, or rather, any voice. He knows this is a sign of weakness. But isn't it also sensible to train his voice? Shouldn't the biggest one in the plex also be the loudest? He realizes, though, that he had better stop these soliloquies. Gronulf calls down into the water. He can determine the depth by the time the sound takes to return. His sense of smell tells him he is swimming above rocks. The beach must still be quite a distance away. He will notice the approaching shore because sand will replace the rocky seafloor. No plants grow this close to the coast. The ocean is too warm here and not salty enough. In the past, during the dawn of civilization, that must have been different. The Grosnops have dominated their planet. He emerges from the water. Something tells him the Dark Knight will end soon, and indeed, he can detect the first traces of Father's Sun on the horizon. Once it rises completely above the mountains of legends, in all its remote paternal glory, he will have become a man, having survived the draft. Suddenly his left leg is stuck. Gronulf is shocked. He turns in all directions. Both legs are stiff, as if something is holding them, but there is nothing. His muscles simply no longer obey his commands. What is happening here? Is he sick? Then the other leg simply stops moving. This can't be. He has been able to rely on his legs for an entire cycle. Gradually he sinks below the water. His inertia is still moving him through the ocean. But if he can no longer kick, not enough water will flow through his gills and he will inevitably suffocate. Gronulf frantically moves his 2 tiny forearms, which are more reminiscent of the fins of a fish, but without effect. He tries to hold the air in his swim bladder as long as possible. He can use the air supply several times, and should survive for 2 bubble periods if he does not exert himself too much. He stops moving his arms. That's useless anyway. Frantic thoughts whirl through his brain. He would like to turn them off, but he can't. What if a carrion tooth catches me now? Nonsense, he thinks. Those creatures don't dare get this close to the coast. And it doesn't matter anyway. He needs to move his legs so he can get enough air and keep from suffocating. It is way too early. Didn't he promise to make his mother proud? Perhaps, he thinks, I am number 8, and my death would give her the lucky number she deserves. He notices, though, that he is not convinced. He wants to survive, no matter whether his mother has 7 or 8 descendants in her plex. That is selfish, but he doesn't care, as he will never have to answer for it. He is dying now. Mother? He calls. Mother? Gronulf receives no answer. Can't she hear him? Is he not calling loudly enough? Doesn't she want to answer? Is it because that would be against the rules, or because she doesn't love him? He feels the hard floor touching the skin on his belly. Now it is too late. He comes to rest and has no chance to gain momentum again. His heart is beating faster. This will hasten his end, but it doesn't matter anymore. Gronulf feels ready to give in to death. Then an unbearable pain flashes through his chest. What is happening to my body? Is this the end? He thinks. He hears his mother calling him again. He is grateful for it. Her voice is infinitely comforting. His consciousness fades as the pain becomes excruciating.